County cricket, international cricket, test cricket, franchise cricket, red ball, white ball, 100 ball cricket. At The Cricketer, we care about the cricket you love. And that's why this December, we're launching a brand new app built for fans of the English game. Download The Cricketer app and sign up to our Access All Areas Pass to receive agenda-setting journalism and illuminating storytelling straight to your phone. The latest news from the England camps, a dedicated daily service for fans of the 18 first-class counties, and committed coverage of women's cricket. Download the app today and enjoy 1 month of free unlimited access. The Cricketer. We care about the cricket you love.
Hello everyone, it's Aaron here, aka The Cricket Connoisseur, and welcome to the pilot episode of A Question of Cricket, the cricket-themed quiz show where two sets of cricket badgers will compete head-to-head for the ultimate money can't buy prize of bragging rights and satisfaction. So without further ado, let's introduce the first of our two teams in today's show, led by my Lancastrian co-host from the County Cricket Podcast, Joe Nutsy Nuttall. And joining my co-host, Joe, we have got Kent and Denley Meme team member, JR, as well as fellow Lancastrian fan, Simon. So gents, first things first, it's an absolute pleasure to have you all on for the pilot episode of A Question of Cricket. I have to ask, are you boys feeling confident that you can secure the victory today?
Yeah, I'd like to think we can.
What about you, Simon? Are you confident?
As a captain.
Yeah, I enjoy Joe's self-confidence. I find it very empowering.
Fantastic. And JR, I know you're confident, mate. Member of the Denley meme team, you've got to be feeling confident today.
To be a member of a meme team, you've got to have a certain amount of chutzpah. So, yeah, I hope so.
Two of us are Lancashire fans, so really we've grown up getting quite close to winning and then falling just short at the end. So
this time we'll go one further.
We'll have to wait and see. It might be a repeat of the 2021 Bob Willis Trophy all over again, boys. But wishing you the very, very best of luck heading into today's show. And in terms of our opposition for today, our other team taking on Joe's Three Musketeers, led by our Welsh co-host of the County Cricket Podcast. We have got Lucy, Change the Overs Rhys. We have got Faizan, the founder of Quality Shots. And we've also got Nottinghamshire County Cricket Club's media intern, Matt. So folks, again, I'll ask you the exact same question for today's show, starting with you, Lucy. Are you confident after having heard that very, very confident talk from the boys? Do you think you can secure the dub in tonight's show?
I mean, would you call that confident? I don't know, but I feel like we can do it tonight.
Fair enough. Fighting talk from our resident Welsh Fire fan, Faizan. You're smiling and laughing down there, mate. Are you quite confident tonight?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Always winning. Exactly. Not competitive at all. Of course I am. Yeah, we're going to win. And I think everyone in the team seems confident as well. So I'm just hoping that they'll just carry me on their backs. That'd be amazing.
Fingers crossed, Faizan. And Matt, I have to ask, I imagine you're feeling pretty confident. We've spoken before in the past about county cricket. I know that you know your stuff. Do you think you can wipe the smiles off those three boys' faces tonight?
I really wish you wouldn't have said that, because you've just put the pressure on, haven't you? But I cannot lose to a team containing two Lancastrians. So yeah, I'm up for this. Yeah, definitely.
Matt, remind us, which county you're from?
I'm from Yorkshire. Yorkshire supporter, worked at Nottinghamshire.
Exactly. So there's a little bit of regional rivalry on tonight's show. No pressure to you two either. You've got to provide some backup to Matt against the Lancashire boys. And I'll tell you what, this is going to be an absolute clash of the titans tonight, folks. It really is. Two excellent teams. We've got some comic relief in there as well. And we've got some fantastic segments coming your way in tonight's show. But before we get into those segments, okay, this is a cricket-themed quiz show. So, Lucy, we don't just turn up, both teams, we don't just rock up at our local cricket ground and decide who bats and bowls, do we? We have something before that. What do we have?
I think it's called a coin toss or a bat throw in Australia.
Well, yes, this is being filmed in the UK, so we don't have a bat flip like they do in the Big Bash. We do, of course, have the coin toss, represented by a nice shiny brand new 10p piece. So before the show, I had a chat with the two captains and it was decided that Lucy, you would have the call for today's toss. So Lucy, I'm about to toss the coin. What is your call?
I'm going tails.
Lucy. It's a heads. It's a heads, oh, Joe. You have won the toss. What would you like to do first, mate? Would you like to answer first and set the total? Or would you like to answer second and go for a bit of a cheeky chase?
Yeah, can we answer second, please?
Answer second. Yeah. Well, there we go, folks. Lucy, I have to ask, if you're in the exact same position, would you agree with Joe? Or would you have, you know, set the pressure, put the pressure on Joe's boys tonight?
I probably would have agreed with Joe and gone second, yeah.
Very, very interesting indeed. Well, there we go, folks. As you can see at the bottom of your screen, Joe's team have won the toss and elected to answer the questions second. So let's get on to the main points of tonight's quiz show, which is, of course, the quiz element itself. Now, Joe, your team have won the toss. You've elected to answer first. So let's bring in JR and Simon. And the
Wait a second.
Oh, you're right, actually. Correct, yeah.
Second. To be fair, I thought we should have batted first. I think win the toss and bat, but, you know.
No.
You're right, Joe. It's literally in front of me.
I'd rather know what we're going to get.
Well, boys, let me rectify that immediately. Sorry, Lucy. Your team have been put in to answer first, so we'll bring in Faizan and Matt.
I was so happy then. I was like, oh, look at this.
Lost the toss and won it at the same time. Right then, folks. In terms of the first segments in tonight's show for the pilot of A Question of Cricket, we have got the 1 minute round. So just like A Question of Sport, each team has got 60 seconds on the clock. You've got 10 questions to answer. Pretty simple. 1 point for each correct answer given. So folks, I'm just about to put your time on the clock. Are you feeling confident that you get 10 out of 10? Lucy, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, definitely 10 out of 10.
Matt, nodding in agreement. Fingers crossed. Faizan, what about yourself? Confident?
If everyone else has the answers, then yes.
Fantastic. Right then, folks. Your time will start in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Let's go. Which county are the current champions of the Royal London One Day Cup?
Morgan.
Correct. Which ICC full member nation are also known as the Tigers?
Bangladesh.
Correct. In which year was the first men's ICC T20 World Cup held?
2007.
Correct, Matthew. As of 2021, how many teams compete in the Sheffield Shield?
6.
Correct. Which English spinner who plays her domestic cricket for the Thunder is currently ranked as the number one bowler in WT20Is?
Izzy Wong. Sorry, what was the question?
English spinner.
Right.
Would you like to pass? The time is running out. Next question. Sabina Park is a cricket stadium located on which Caribbean island?
Trinidad and Tobago.
Nope.
Barbados.
Nope.
St. Lucia.
Nope.
Jamaica.
Correct. Yes, Lucy.
Every one of time.
As you can hear,
I know the last one we said was Jamaica. That's classic. Oh God, no.
Well, folks, I hate to tell you. Okay, first of all, the question that you passed, the English spinner, Sophie Eccleston. Sophie Eccleston, Matt. It didn't come through. Honestly,
it did not come through.
It didn't come through. My apologies, mate. All I heard was Izzy Wong, who plays for the Sparks, Lucy, and is a seam bowler. So, two things wrong with that. But yes. In terms of that first round then, Lucy, your team have scored 5 points. So let's bring in the terrifying trio, as we know, the Lancashire boys and JR. Let's bring them on to the show. Lads, 5 out of 10 for Lucy's team. What did you make of that performance? Are you confident that you can surpass that in this round?
Then I'm hoping to play kind of sort of Jack Leach role and get one and hope the little lads will smash us to success.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what happens. It will be interesting.
It is. JR, just a little word of warning. There isn't a Joe Denley question, unfortunately, mate.
That's all right. I prepare for that in advance.
Fantastic then, folks. Well, you know how it works. You've also got 60 seconds. The score to beat is 5, okay? You can take an early lead here, hopefully like England can, in the Ashes next week. So in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Let's go. Which team won the 2015 Men's T20 Blast?
Lancashire.
Correct. Which ICC four member are also known as the Chevrons?
Ireland.
New Zealand?
Nope.
Zimbabwe.
Correct, Joe. Very good knowledge. In which year did India lift their first ICC Cricket World Cup?
2007,
1987, 1987, 6, 5, 4, 8, 9.
3.
Yes, well done, Joe. Well done. The Calendars are a PSL franchise based in which city?
Karachi Calendars? Lahore.
Correct, Joe. Very, very good. Which Kiwi seamer is currently ranked as the number one seam bowler in the ICC? Correct. Very, very good, Simon. The Wanderers is a cricket stadium located in which city?
Johannesburg.
Correct. Johannesburg. Tim David currently plays his international cricket for which nation?
Singapore.
Correct. In which year did Bangladesh become a full member of the ICC?
2000.
Hang on, yeah, boys. Go on. We've got an umpire's review. Did he get that in time? Hang on. Results are in, folks. Results are in. You did say 2000. Unfortunately, the buzzer went. So that one will not count. But, lads, that is a pretty strong start indeed. Let's bring on Lucy's team again. You got 7 points. So that is a very, very, very strong start indeed. So, Lucy, you've got the mountain to climb. And I'll tell you what, you can still get some good points because our next round is the mystery guest. Now, this is a very, very interesting one indeed. Just for you wonderful viewers out there, how the mystery guest, you know, system works or the question segment itself, this isn't like a question of sports. Unfortunately, our budget for this episode is just 10p. So I had to do some Googling for this as opposed to getting some famous names onto tonight's pilot episode. But basically, each team has got one county cricketer that they have got to guess using 5 hints that I'm going to tell them in due course. There are a maximum of 5 points on offer for both of the teams here. So if you guess the county cricketer on the first hint, you get a maximum of 5 points. That's a lot. That's a nice hefty, that's like a quick fire 50 from 25 balls. That could be quite pivotal in tonight's show. If you get it on the second hint, that's 4 points. Third hint, that's 3 points. Fourth hint, 2 points, etc., etc. So the more hints you take, the less points you earn. However, the twist here, if you don't get it within the 5 hints, the question gets flipped to the opposition. So Joe's team will have the chance to steal an extra 2 bonus points. So with all of that in mind, are you ready for your mystery guest segment?
Yeah.
Fantastic. Hint one, and you are allowed to confer, by the way. This is the team segment of the show. Hint one, I made my List A debut for my county in 2004 against Sri Lanka A.
So they're old.
Jonathan Trott.
Is that your final guess?
No.
Whoa. We not just get... Whoa.
I thought we had multiple guesses. Obviously
right,
not.
right. Now we just go in. Next. Okay.
Next guess. Please.
To make it easier as well, answer it through Lucy. So Lucy, you have the final answer. Perfect. As the team captain, so confer. Okay. Perfect. Hint two. Lucy, if you don't get this, I'm going to be quite disappointed, to be completely honest. I was the special guest on the 100th episode of the County Cricket Podcast.
100th episode? Was I involved at that point?
Yes. Yes, you have been.
Okay.
You know, I'm disappointed here because, Matt, how long have we known each other now? A few months?
I reckon so, yeah.
I thought you would have listened to it. I thought someone would have got this straight. I went, Faizan, we've known each other for almost a year.
Is it the umpire? I don't know if that was the 100th episode, though. To be fair. And I've forgotten who it is now as well.
I'm going to have to push you for a guess here, guys.
I remember you saying in the group chat that it was someone big and then you didn't tell us who. So I don't know.
That does sound like me, but
it was you. You were like, "Oh, my lips are sealed." And right, next.
Yeah, who's the umpire that you had on recently, Lucy? Do you know what his name was?
The umpire. We've had an umpire on.
No, not the umpire. Oh, was it Charles Dagnall?
No, it wasn't. Unfortunately, not. So we go on to hint number three. I am related to former Durham and Lancashire wicketkeeper batsman Phil Mustard.
Oh, is there?
I can see Joe laughing maniacally off screen, which is quite funny. I think he knows who this is, you know. I think he knows. Simon racking his brains as well. Guys, if you don't get this within the five, I think Joe's team are going to get this. They look very confident, so no pressure.
I forgot who it is.
I'm related to former Durham and Lancashire wicketkeeper batsman Phil Mustard.
This is a really random guess. It's probably wrong, but I was going to say Michael Yardie.
That final guess?
I don't know. Aaron's eyebrows moved then. I'm concerned.
Yeah, I feel like it's wrong.
Should we go for the next what's it called?
Clue? Yeah, okay. I've got an idea, but
hint number four. For the viewers and listeners at home as well, if you have already guessed this person correctly, we'll give the answer in due course. Let us know how many hints it took you. I'd absolutely love to know if we've got any like proper badges out there. Who know, like, you know, family relations and a person who made the debut in 2004. That'd be very, very impressive indeed. But your fourth hint, this is for 2 points. In 2021, I became my county's leading all-time first-class wicket taker. JR, he knows. JR knows.
Wicket taker.
As does Joe. They're putting the pressure on behind the scenes.
Oh, no. No, that. No. Go on then. Chris Rushworth. No.
Is that the final guess?
He definitely did, didn't he? He definitely became Durham's all-time leading wicket taker, but
have we had him on the board?
Lucy is the captain. You can either take that or overall it's
entirely up to you. Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
I know.
Lucy, it's all on you.
Yeah,
who are you going to guess?
Oh, I don't know. I remember when he came on, but I don't know how many episodes have we had of the County Cricket Podcast?
You tell me, you're one of the hosts.
Yeah, but you don't come on and be like, oh, this is the 28th episode, you know.
We have had a roughly 130.
Oh, okay, right. I think we should go for him, because he came on in August.
Okay.
Did he come? He came on, didn't he? He definitely came on.
I'm going to have to push you, folks.
Right, should we go for it?
Let's go for it.
Chris Rushworth is the correct answer.
Well done.
Matthew,
Well done.
Very, very good. Right then, folks. 2 points. Very, very good. Joe, I know your team knew that as well. I didn't know.
I was laughing because I didn't know who it was.
Boys, did you know who that was? JR, you did. Simon, you didn't.
No, I don't want to knock people's confidence ahead of our round, but no, I didn't have a clue.
I put two together because he's been around at the podcast circuit for a while, but also 2004, that's been Ryan, and obviously then the kicker being the leading wicket taker thing. And he looks a bit like Phil Mustard, so just my hair.
I knew he became Durham's like all-time leading wicket taker. Well, I thought it was this summer, so yeah, that's when I kind of thought maybe it was him. But yeah.
I got thrown when you referred to Phil Mustard as like ex Lancashire. It was like, I mean, he must have played about two games. It was a bit of a stretch.
Mostly Durham, admittedly. Yeah, that is true, Simon. But he isn't your guest. Okay, your guest can be found using these hints. So, hint one for 5 points. I famously won a Player of the Match award as a super sub in an ODI match against Sri Lanka in 2006.
Famous is doing a lot of heavy lifting in that, isn't it?
It's famous. It is famous. You can Google this for all the folks at home.
I'll Google it now.
No, that's not upholding the integrity of the game, is it, Joseph?
No.
Yeah, six.
I reckon, I don't know, this isn't, but I reckon someone like James Hildreth was sort of been a bit of a super sub for England back in those days.
I'm thinking like bits and pieces players, like
he had subs in one day cricket for a bit. Is that what you meant by sub? I was thinking like replacement cricketer. Like no,
a super sub.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes, it was always bits and pieces cricketers, wasn't it? Yeah. It was like,
I'm going to have to push you, folks.
I reckon Blackwell did it quite a bit.
Yeah, Blackwell.
I think we get one more hint.
Well, we've got a guess anyway, haven't we?
Yeah, we've got a free guess.
Oh, have to say a name.
Yeah, of course you do.
Oh, but, all right, okay. I didn't realise that. Right.
Who are you going for, Joe? You're the captain.
Who are we going for? I have no idea.
Well, you think just went through Ian Blackwell.
Ian Blackwell.
Yeah, okay. That's fine then.
Blackwell. Okay, that is wrong. It's not Ian Blackwell. So, in terms of the next hint, Joe, you were on this episode, okay? So, if you don't get this, I'm going to be incredibly, incredibly disappointed. Hint two, I appeared on the 25th episode of the County Cricket Podcast.
Oh, my God. That was ages ago.
Over 100 episodes ago, yeah. We've turned up by then.
That was so... I'm not gonna lie, I don't know. I will know it once it's been said, but I don't know right now.
Well, have you ever had Ricky Clark on? I feel like we might as well choose that one up.
I'm gonna have to push you, folks.
I think Ricky Clark was really recent. I mean, we can say Ricky Clark if we get a guess anyway.
You do, yeah. Ricky Clark?
Ricky Clark.
That is wrong. Yeah, he was a lot more recent, to be honest, Ricky Clark.
Maybe I'll say, I guess.
AKA Vacuum Hands, as we know him here on the podcast. Hint three, this is for 3 points. I took figures of 4 for 25 from 10 overs in the 2014 Royal London One Day Cup, but unfortunately ended on the losing side in the final.
So it's a bowler. Well,
bowler who was in and around the England team in the mid-2000s. And has been on your podcast.
Mark Yardy.
I don't know.
Do you want to guess Michael Yardy, Joe?
Yeah, sure. Wait, hang on. Should we guess Michael Yardy? Just to confirm.
Yeah.
All right, fine then, yeah.
It's not Michael Yardy. So now 2 points. These are slipping away, boys. This should give it away. I am Warwickshire's all-time leading T20 Blast wicket taker, with a total of 141 wickets.
Wow. So I would have guessed Warwick's leading T20 Blast wicket taker would have been the New Zealand spinner guy. Obviously,
yeah, he's Jeezy Patel, but how did he get to England?
Well, this is a trick question. Did we just assume he was playing against England in the first one?
Is Jeezy Patel on the way? Because I know he's been on the podcast now. Now he's cheating himself. I can tell he's cheating himself. Should we just go for that?
Final answer?
Yeah, sure. GM Patel.
It is indeed Jeetan Shashi Patel.
Yeah.
It is indeed.
If I knew a little bit more context, I would have got that. But I didn't know it was a 25th episode.
The question is, though, where did the whole England pathway come from? I never mentioned England.
No, I think that was my fault. Yeah, I just assumed in the first one that they would have played for England against Sri Lanka.
Yeah,
I very much held back my team there. Yeah.
Well, lads, I will say...
None of us did a very good job, so...
You did match Lucy's team, though. So, the scores on the doors here. Okay, heading into our third round. Joe's team, you are on 9 points. Lucy, your team are on 7. Oh, it's heating up. It's quite close here. It's getting close, okay? Who will keep their cool? We shall have to wait and see. So in terms of our third part of the show, we've got Home or Away, a classic from the BBC show Question of Sport. How this works for those who don't know, basically you have home questions, which are all about English cricket. They are worth 1 point. Then you have away questions, which are worth 2 points. They can be about absolutely anything in the world of cricket. So for this round, Joe and Lucy are not taking part. And because Joe, your team are answering second, JR and Simon are going to have to say goodbye to you for a little bit as well. So, boys, we've got Faison and Matt, okay? This is going to be very, very interesting. In fact, we'll add Lucy, okay? Just so she can impart some wisdom, but you cannot answer, okay? Home or away?
Can I speak?
You can guide them to go either home or away strategically. You cannot answer for them, okay? This is an individual segment.
Right, okay.
Faison, we'll start with you, mate. Home or away, which one would you rather go for?
Away.
Oof.
What, are you sure about that?
Yeah, why not? Why? Well, I feel like the question's really hard, but it's gone.
Okay, Lucy and Matt, you can't confer here. This is all on Faizan. And in fact, I might actually put the pressure on. We're just going to have Faizan.
Oh.
How's the heart rate, Faizan?
It's okay. Until the question's asked, then it'll probably accelerate through the roof.
This is for 2 points. This could change the course of tonight's show. Your question, Faizan, is this. The Sawaiman Singh Stadium is located in which Indian city?
Oh, say again.
The Sawaiman Singh Stadium is located in which Indian city?
Oh. I know it's not. It's definitely not. I don't think it's not Ahmedabad. Is it Delhi? I don't think so. Let's go through all of them. I'm going to go for... That's probably wrong. I'm going to go for Rajpur.
Okay. I've invited your teammates on to tell you that, unfortunately, Faizan, it's wrong. It's Jaipur. Two points have gone up.
I got the second half of the guess correct with the poor balancing.
Unfortunate, Faizan, unfortunate. So 2 points have slipped away there. That could be pivotal. So Matt, no pressure. But you're answering next. Are you going to go home or away?
Yeah, let's go away.
Let's go away.
No, okay. Yeah, we've got to catch up here, aren't we?
Let's okay. Faizan and Lucy, we'll say goodbyes for the time being. Matt, how's the heart rate right now? Are the palms sweaty?
Is the heat of the occasion? Yeah.
Okay, fantastic, mate. I think you'll get this. So, wait, this is for 2 vital points. Which team won the 1998 Men's ICC Knockout Trophy?
Oh, dear. Right. Knockout Trophy, right, Australia were brilliant at that point, weren't they? But New Zealand less so. I wouldn't have said it would have been if we were terrible in the 90s. Let's say 1998, Sri Lanka.
Let's add your teammates. Let's have the moment of truth. Lucy knows. Lucy, who was it?
Wasn't it South Africa?
It was the Proteas. At the end of home or away, Lucy, your team have basically scored a duck, 0 points, unfortunately. So Joe's team. Oh, dear. Well, folks, the door was ajar. You boys now have the chance to well and truly swing it wide open. So, Simon, we'll start with you. Home or away?
Oh, home. Those away questions were rock hard, yeah.
Fantastic. Right. Joe and JR will say our goodbyes for the time being. Simon, I have to ask, you're confident that you can get this one correct? It's about English cricket.
No, my head's gone, mate. I think I've been thrown by the Jeetan Patel fiasco.
It's an interesting... Patel gate, brilliant. In terms of your question, Simon, your question for 1 point, okay, this to extend your side's lead to 3 points. Which English first-class county has an outground located in Arundel?
Arundel. It feels like down south somewhere, doesn't it? Is it? I think in my head it's on one of those sort of west. I'll go for Somerset.
Okay, Joe. I did just see that head in hands. Who is it, Joe?
Sussex.
That's it.
It is indeed. Unlucky, Simon. Unlucky.
It's fine, man. It's fine. Hey, we're still winning. Either way, whatever happens at the end of the round, we'll still be 2-0.
Still winning.
It's fine.
Hey.
Correct.
The strong team spirit I was hoping for, yeah.
So, JR, you have got the chance here. Again, you can extend it by 1, if not 2 points. Okay. What are you going to go for, home or away?
I'm going for a straightforward defensive shot. Going home.
Fantastic. Right. Joe and Simon will say our goodbyes for the time being. JR, you've just seen that. No one has got an answer correct in this segment so far. Do you think you can break the duck?
Risky single, but we'll take it.
Fantastic. Right then. JR, no pressure. absolutely none, except for the expectations of your teammates, all of the viewers, all of the listeners on the audio version of this, the people of Kent, the Denley Meme team, but no pressure at all with this question, mate. Your question for home for 1 point is as follows. As of December 2021, who is the current head of cricket at Derbyshire County Cricket Club?
Do you know what? This has gone into my head. I know, I remember seeing this on the news, during the news round. But it slipped my mind. Derbyshire. I was going to say Michael Yard, he's gone back to Sussex, and that's been used like 3 or 4 times. Just going to make a guess. Jason Gillespie's come back.
Jason Gillespie. Unfortunately, folks, we've had 4 ducks in this round. That's another 0 points. That is unfortunate. The door could have been swung wide open. Unfortunately, the gap is just 2 points. It was Mickey Arthur and his short shorts. They will be approaching the Ancora ground in 2022. So no points scored in that round. However, I think there will be in our penultimate round, which is a personal favourite of mine. We'll welcome back Lucy's team as well for this segment. We are, of course, talking about Sledge Your Dialect, a brand new segment here on A Question of Cricket. Lucy's absolutely loving it over there. Lucy, this is inspired by a certain Twitter phenomenon, isn't it? If you could just explain to the viewers slash listeners out there, what is this based on?
So I actually don't know, but it's the idea has come from Sing Your Dialect from Twitter, where a guy called Jacob somewhere in Manchester just sat in his room and got a load of famous people and non-famous people singing basically karaoke on a Twitter space.
It is indeed correct. This is inspired by that Twitter phenomenon. Now, just for the viewers out there, no, we're not expecting Matt Faison and Lucy to start sledging Joe's team and abusing them. Okay, that isn't what Sledge Your Dialect is. Instead, what each of our two teams have to do is guess one of cricket's most iconic sledges. You have to guess the cricketer who is saying the sledge, not the person it's aimed at, the person who is saying the sledge. You earn 1 point for correctly guessing the sledger, and if you get it correct, there is a chance for an additional bonus point at the end of this round. So without further ado, let me get your sledge of choice up. Okay, your sledge is as follows. Listen carefully for this one.
What are you chirping now, mate?
Did that come through?
Yeah.
Who was the sledger?
Are we allowed to confer, right?
Yeah, of course you are. This is a team segment.
I thought it sounded a bit like Justin Langer, but I could be wrong.
I'm just going to double check that I definitely heard it right. That was Why Are You Chirping Now, Mate, wasn't it? Which is Mitchell Johnson.
There you go. Yeah.
And then he immediately gets, I don't know, oh God, if the bonus question is who does he get out immediately after? Anyway, I'm getting ahead of myself. No. And Mitchell Johnson.
Is that final answer, Lucy? You happy with that?
Yeah, I'm happy with that.
Matt's smashing it out of the park yet again. Correct. It is Mitchell Johnson, one of the most iconic sledges of all time, one of my absolute favourites. And as you said, so iconic with the camera pan. And yes, the subsequent wicket. Fortunately, Matt, we're not looking for the wicket, but this is your bonus point. I want you to tell me in which series, so in which Ashes series, did that sledge take place? I want to know the years.
This,
you can confer.
I feel like
it must have been around 2011, no?
Well, I think so, yeah, because he just ripped his apart, didn't he, in 13-14. And I can't imagine it would be a particularly good idea to have a go at him. Yeah, I think 2010-11, because I think when the Aussies get a bit desperate, they start coming out with stuff like that. And they were losing at that point, weren't they?
Is that the final answer?
It's the one with Jimmy, isn't it, when he goes like that?
Yeah, he does, yeah. He immediately gets him out. And then. Mitchell, yeah.
I love the demonstration.
Yeah, okay. I don't know. I feel like it's later. I don't know.
Does he always have that tack?
No, he had it for, I think he only had it for that one series, but that Tash was, I think, in the 2013-2014.
I thought it was as well, and now I'm thinking if he had that Tash or not. Oh, no. I want to say 2010-11. I think that's when we would have had our tails up, and he would have.
Okay, yeah, we'll go for that, I think.
Final answer, 2010-11. Lucy, you need to get Matt a prize after this because he has absolutely smashed it yet again. Yet another point for Lucy's team. Well done. Let's bring on Joe's team for their chosen sledge. Oh, I love this segment. I really do. You don't get this on any other quiz show, either on YouTube or indeed on mainstream television. So, yes, the points are now tied, gents. You have to get at least 1 point. We know it works by now. Okay, so here is your famous sledge.
Oh, that is so funny.
I did.
Yeah. You two both know it, yeah?
Yeah. You're Marie from Bally Bracken on, mate.
Yeah. Michael Clark.
Correct. Yeah. Very, very good, Joseph. Now, in terms of your bonus, your one isn't the series. I want you guys to tell me at which cricket ground that took place at.
I wouldn't even know where to guess, lads.
I don't know why, but I just want to say the Gabba, but I don't know. I have no idea.
I feel like it's Australia, because I'm not sure they would have gotten away with that in England at that time.
Yeah, definitely in Australia. It's 100% in Australia. I feel like it's the same series, actually. I feel like it's 2010-11. I'm pretty sure it's the same series.
Hmm.
So Gabba would have been like the first test, wouldn't it?
Yeah, maybe it's not the Gabba then.
Wacker?
Yeah, it does always bounce a lot of Wacker, doesn't it?
Could be Wacker, yeah. But I seem to remember there's like a stand behind, like that's more resembling of the Gabba or the MCG. And I don't feel like, obviously the Wacker has like banks and holes in the stand, so I don't feel like it is. I feel like maybe the MCG, I don't know.
I think you should back yourself.
I don't know. I have no idea. Do you either of you have I feel like MCG, but I don't know.
Then which have it's the deadliest pitch?
I have no idea. I don't know.
Gonna have to push it, Joe. What are you going for?
I reckon you should back yourself and go for the MCG. I think.
All right, okay, MCG.
Are you talking yourself out of it, and you shouldn't?
Yeah, that's fine. Then MCG.
You said it. It wasn't the MCG. It was the first game of the 2013-14 Ashes at the Gabba.
Oh, it was a next series. Oh, that's so annoying.
So Lucy's team heading into the final round are just 1 point away. This is an incredible start, okay, to life here on a question of cricket. This is going to get tense. So, folks, you guys, you will be chasing in the final round. So we'll welcome Lucy's team back on. Right then, our final round, it is getting tense here on a question of cricket. You don't get this on mainstream TV. You don't get the nerves, the palpable tension, the excitement here that you do get on a question of cricket. So, Lucy, your team heading into our final rounds, clash of the captains. Now, how this works, it's not like a question of sport. We don't have the budget to do a sprint finish where our captains mime out the words and, you know, we have a nice end to the show. Instead, before the show began, I sent Lucy and Joe a list of 7 words, all to do with the wonderful game of cricket. Now, Faisal and Matt and JR and Simon, when you guys come in as well, your job is to guess the word or the series or the tournament that Lucy is describing. It's as simple as that. You've got 60 seconds on the clock, 7 potential points here, and 1 key rule, okay? We discussed this before the show began. You cannot say any of the words in there. So let's say, for example, you've got the Indian Premier League. You can't just say IPL. You can't say India's Premier League, okay? You can't just say something like that.
Yeah.
And if it's a player, if you're Sachin Tendulkar, for example, you can't just say fantastic batsman called Sachin, okay? They will be nullified on the spot. I will be very, very harsh with my umpiring. Call me Daryl Hare, okay? So with that in mind, Faisal, I like that you got that one. So with that in mind, Lucy, 60 seconds on the clock. I shall tell you when your time starts. It will start in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin.
Right, first one, there's 2 of them. It's an extra. When you score it in a book, it's an upside-down triangle. It goes down
Buys.
The...
Buys, yeah.
Like yeah, that. Yeah, there's two of them. Yeah.
Like
right, second one. Tom Banton's team, Marcus Trescothick.
Somerset.
Yeah. Cricket company, they launched the Scoop, sponsored James Taylor. Who else? Barbara
Mongoose?
Zan.
Not Mongoose.
No.
Gray Nichols.
Yeah. Player plays all formats, played in the 2019 Cricket World Cup team. Right arm fast. Durham, no? Yeah.
Joshua Archer?
No.
Durham?
Is it Durham, yeah.
Len Plunkett?
No.
I'll come back to it.
Yeah. Right. Type of ball reaches the batsman without bouncing.
No ball. Double bouncer.
Time is up. Unfortunately, guys, time is up. Do you want to know your final score that
Five.
You're defending? Yeah. 13 points. You're defending
total,
13 points. Okay. Not bad. Yeah. I'm surprised, Lucy, to be fair, with Mark Wood, you didn't just start humming the song from the Barmy Army. That would have sufficed.
To be fair, we were a bit slow. To be fair, she did say Durham plays all formats.
Well, with that in mind, folks, let's bring on Joe's team. Okay. Joe, you're feeling confident, mate. Are your descriptive abilities as good as your batting?
I'm backing it.
Have you got a tiebreaker question prepared?
We have indeed, yes. We have everything prepared here. Okay, we have a super over.
How many have you actually? On at the moment?
You guys are on 10 points, okay? It is getting really, really tense here on a question of cricket. This is brilliant. It really is. It's like the 2009 Ashes, okay? But you guys have got the chance to get the proverbial Monty Panesar and Jimmy Anderson out, okay? So with that in mind, you have got to score 3 points to tie, 4 points to win. And Joe, I will be very, very harsh with your descriptions. If you say the word, instant point taken off, okay?
Okay.
With that in mind, folks, are we ready for Clash of the Captains Part 2? Right then. Joe, your time starts in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin.
All right. It's not a no ball. It's a... when the
Why?
Ball, yeah. He a Lancs keeper, but he never, ever plays and also plays for England and did sick in the World Cup, the World T20. Scored 100. No, he scored 100 in the World T20.
Butler?
Yeah. I can't
I'm going to have to be more specific. Hang on. More specific. Okay, there you go.
The Foxes. I can't see the Foxes.
Leicestershire.
Yep. The people who sponsor Josh Butler. Like what bat he uses. What brand? Ricky Ponting, Maxwell.
Predominantly. Oh, Slatty. The Australian.
Tappinger, Ray Eccles, Masiri.
The bird.
Yeah, I'll come back to that.
Cook about.
Not a bouncer, a.
Beamer.
No, the opposite to a bouncer.
Full toss?
No.
Full toss. Yorker.
Yeah, Yorker. Okay, go back to the other one then. No, because I want to get that.
No, it was Kookaburra, wasn't it?
It was Kookaburra. Did you say Kookaburra?
Yeah, it's Kookaburra.
Oh. You passed on it, though. Joe started reading out the next one. Okay. I don't know how to say this, folks. Let's get our teams back on.
This
is ridiculously close. It really is. I don't know how to say this. Luckily, you don't have to unleash the inner Ian Smith and say, we're going to a super over, because we're not. Unfortunately for Lucy's team, the first ever episode of A Question of Cricket has been decided by just 1 point. So Lucy, your team finished with a grand total of 13 points, which to be fair, for the first episode, hey, well done. That was a good effort, guys. It really was. But the winners, the England of our first ever episode of A Question of Cricket, are victors, our champions, the lads who will have their names etched onto the Question of Cricket Honours Board for the rest of time and go down in cricketing folklore and legend and myth. We have got Joe Nutsy Nuttall, we have got JR from the Denley Meme team, and we have got Simon, our resident Lancashire fan. Folks, how does it feel? 14 points. The victors of the first ever game of A Question of Cricket. Sum up your feelings for me, guys.
In Denley, we trust. Never in doubt.
To be fair, I think fair play to the skipper, because I would have gone first. And actually, I think it probably was a bit of an advantage seeing all the rounds play out before we had a go at them.
Yeah.
It was indeed. To be fair, Joe, it could have been a case of NASA saying at the Gabba. But fortunately for you, it wasn't. This time, winning the toss and batting second definitely paid off. So let's bring on our losing team from today. Lucy, Faizan and Matt, just before we end today's episode, just some words, guys. How heartbreaking, how disappointing is that? 1 point away from victory.
Can we stop saying we lost and can we just say we came second? It sounds better.
That's a very positive attitude.
Please.
Put a spin on it.
Trying to be positive. Right, that's what I'm taking away from this. We came second.
Fair enough, Lucy. Right. Fair enough.
We did. Boys, what about yourself?
Boys, we're not the losers. We're just not the winners.
You're the first runners up. Well, fantastic, folks. I'm just going to put the scores at the bottom for our viewers out there. The scores at Stumps on episode one of the first ever episode of A Question of Cricket. We have got Joe Nutsy Nuttall's team taking a 1-0 lead, 14 points to 13. And may I just say, it's been an absolute pleasure to each and every single one of our contestants. Thank you so much tonight. It's been an absolute pleasure. I did originally tell you 25 minutes. It's been almost double that. So apologies and thank you very much for taking the additional time. That does usually happen when the cricket connoisseur is involved in anything. So thank you very much for appearing on the pilot episode. And to all of our wonderful viewers/listeners out there, thank you very much for tuning in. And as always, guys, we'll see you on the next one.